Welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast, a place where we will look at immigration, education, careers, healthcare, technology, childcare, anything that will help you to live your best life when you choose to immigrate to Western Canada. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rupnik, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back, my friends. How are you doing? I hope you are ready to learn about another fabulous community on the prairies. But before we get started, if you are wondering what it takes to immigrate to Canada as a skilled worker, I have put together a free resource guide to help you identify what is essential for someone to be considered for any skilled immigration program. This guide provides you with tips and advice on what you should start working towards for your immigration day. So when you do really want to immigrate, you are prepared. Now head on over to 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal and grab that free resource guide I have created for you. Well, let's talk about living and working in Canada's most notorious city. It is notorious for its great quality of life and all that it has to offer the people who live there. Now, this is crazy. Less than 1% of Canada's population lives in the second-ranked top city to live in. All right, so to all the 36,000 lucky people who live in the city, I am about to tell my listeners about the amazing history and dynamic future that you all have. So sorry, the city of Moose Jaw. I just have to let the world know and my listeners what you already know. What a great place your city is to live and work in. Not only is the city of Moose Jaw number two on one of the best smaller cities to live in, they're actually one of the sunniest places to live in Canada with over 2,338 hours per year. Wow. Now, to begin, Moose Jaw is a very progressive, it's modern city committed to enhancing the lives of all who live there. Their residents appreciate Moose Jaw's exceptional quality of life. It's ideal for living, working, creating, raising a family, and retiring when we all get there. They have a diverse population and strong economic foundation. Their community is safe, it's welcoming, and it's blessed with an abundance of volunteer spirit and, of course, affordable recreational opportunities. Residents enjoy the advantages of living in a mid-sized city with access to numerous recreational, cultural, and business opportunities, while they enjoy the friendliness and relaxed pace of a life that's normally associated with a smaller town. Who does not want that kind of life? The city of Moose Jaw has state-of-the-art healthcare facilities. They have walkable neighborhoods. They have urban green space. They have a vibrant downtown. They have a public art gallery and library, indoor-outdoor pools. And, well, Moose Jaw has it all. So let's get to more of what it even has. People who have come from far and wide have found better opportunities here in Moose Jaw. Immigrants have come from the United States, from Brazil, Germany, South Africa, Mexico, and Ukraine, only to mention a few. That's right. So if you are a newcomer, there certainly is plenty of resources. They actually have the Moose Jaw Multicultural Center, and it's a nonprofit charitable organization providing a full range of settlement, orientation, and languages services for newcomers who have chosen to make Moose Jaw their home. And they also actually have a newcomer welcome center. And this is for people who live in the city, but as well as for those people who live approximately anywhere from 150 kilometers or in radius. So if you live in a suburb community such as Pence or Marquis, well, you have access to these services too. All right. So we know that in order to live in a great city like this, we will need a job, as we all do. But don't worry, I got you covered on that. So in terms of employment, there's actually in excess of 1,000 people who work in the heavy industrial plants and grain processing operations located near Belle Plaine. So that's like a little community outside of Moose Jaw, with over half the workforce who lives in Moose Jaw itself. Opportunities also exist in the trades and technology, administration, management, and general labor. And the Canadian Pacific Railway actually has a divisional point that provides over 500 people with employment. And to note, most of these jobs do require a higher level education, but that can actually be obtained right at the SAS Polytech that's located in Moose Jaw. It's their post-secondary college, and they provide programs, you know, in engineering technology, building trades, and business admin. So if you are a person thinking about coming to Canada as an international student, well, here's the package deal. Get your education that is relevant to the local community, and you will land yourself a job. Now, with this in mind, this is the road to immigration that will be much easier than those who have picked an overcrowded province with a college who provides international students with really no directions and no jobs in sight. So be wise, be smart, be strategic when looking at a community and college, and you will end up in a great place. All right, so let's continue with our jobs. There is an absolutely incredible economic opportunity occurring in the city right now, and it's actually developing the Great Plains Power Station, and this is a 350-megawatt SAS power facility that's going to be located in the Moose Jaw Agri-Food Industrial Park. The construction is actually starting this year, and it's estimated to be over, 3 years of construction, and it will employ, on average, about 230 workers. At its peak, they have said it's expected to employ more than 500 workers on its site. And once it's operational in 2024-25, the power station will create approximately 30 permanent jobs. And maybe you, my friend, will be working there. As well, given the amazing history of this town, there is a lot of tourism jobs. So if you do not know very much about the city of Moose Jaw, I'm going to put a link in there for you, and you will see that their history really will draw in the tourism crowd. So if you are in the tourism sector or have a degree or a diploma in something like that, this may be the city for you as well. Further, they also have free resources such as the Local Service Canada office and other employment agencies that do provide assistance in finding employment in the local area. And I know by just looking up the city of Moose Jaw and the jobs within it, if you have the right education and training, obviously a valid work permit, then you will be pretty lucky when you get a job because there's lots of variety there. All right. So this city also enjoys a short commute where a majority of workers are within 15 to 20 minutes of their work. And this is great because you don't have to sit there on like 401 that people do in Toronto or take a long subway ride and miss out, you know, not being able to put your kids to bed or talking with your spouse or going out for supper with your friends. If you live in the city of Moose Jaw, you get to work in 15 and 20 minutes and you come back and you have the rest of the evening to hang out and do whatever you want. Now, if you do not own a vehicle, there's no need to worry about that because the city of Moose Jaw does have a public transportation system that is very good. It's very affordable, clean, and safe. So as I just said, you do not need to own a vehicle in the city. And with this, I also actually want to talk about their paratransit service. And the paratransit service is actually an accessible door-to-door shared ride public transportation system, and it's provided to residents and, yes, visitors who cannot use regular transit due to a disability. This basically means that any resident or visitor of the city of Moose Jaw who is unable to use a regular transit system because of a physical or mental challenge may register for the paratransit service. And this is truly heartwarming because that means that every person in the city can get where they need to go without having to worry about their physical impairment to stop them. And to be honest, this really reflects on a city and how much they really care about their citizens. To even shine more of a light on this, a few years ago, Canadian Business and ProfitGuide.com jointly published Canada's best places to do business, ranking Moose Jaw 9th from the top. Moose Jaw was also identified as one of the top 10 business-friendly places. Moose Jaw has an active and supportive Chamber of Commerce, Downtown Moose Jaw Association, and Municipal Economic Development Team. And for more information, I'm going to also leave a link that you can download Moose Jaw's Advantage Portfolio. All right. Isn't that crazy? When I was looking at this city, and I've been there before, so I can just personally tell you how great it is. But when I was doing my research and, you know, making sure I was getting you the correct information, I just couldn't believe all the times they were ranked in the top 10, top 20 best cities to live, work, do business. So if there's something you got to do, you just got to come check it out because you will not regret the visit you will have. So let's talk about now education. Let's move on to that. Moose Jaw actually has a wealth of daycare centers, English and French, that can accommodate children while you're working. And further, the YMCA hosts a Grow and Learn opportunity as well. In terms of schools that Moose Jaw has, they actually have 12 public schools, as well as 5 bilingual schools where students can learn French. So if you're interested in learning French, this would also be a great city to look at relocating or immigrating to. Now, remember when we talked about SAS Polytech? Let's talk a little bit more about that, because it's actually Moose Jaw's premier post-secondary college, and it aligns their programming with the employer's needs in the community. So you, my friend, do not have to travel to another town or province to find employment after you get your diploma or degree. Moose Jaw offers a ton of post-secondary options where you can achieve a diploma in, let's say, I'm just going to go through the list, construction through architectural technologies program to geomatics technology, and even postgraduate diplomas in technology management, financial services, and so much more. It is amazing all what they have to offer. So again, I love talking about my links. I'm going to leave that in the show notes and you can just tap on that. So if you are an international student who wants to experience Canada and perhaps wants to get a postgraduate worker permit after, and then if you do decide to stay, this is a great immigration plan, because get a good diploma or degree, get a postgraduate work permit, get a job, get a nomination, and you're immigrating. Okay, this is great. So we have talked about education, which I love, employment, which I enjoy talking about, and so much more. I want to move on to housing, right? Because if you're going to live and work here, you need somewhere to live. Moose Jaw actually has a diverse mix of charming character homes. They have newer subdivisions, contemporary urban villages, as well as condominium properties. There's also residential construction that continues to be built new. The city is ever expanding, so that's really a great thing. And if you're not looking to buy when you arrive, well, as usual, I got you covered as well. So renting a house or an apartment offers affordable accommodations to families moving to Moose Jaw, where the average rent for a 2-bedroom apartment is $970. And this represents one of the lowest rental rates in the province. So this is better than Saskatoon and Regina. Moose Jaw continues to be a very affordable and attractive community. And according to the Canadian Real Estate Association, in the first quarter of 2021, the median price of a Moose Jaw home was $201,000. And in Regina, it's about $316,000. And in Saskatoon, the exact same house would be around $364,000. And in Toronto, it would be $1.2 million. That's right. Can you believe that? You would have to pay $1 million more for the exact same house in Toronto. I can't even believe that's a reality for some people. So I think you would play your cards right if you are considering immigrating to Canada, or if you're looking for a place to live and work, that Moose Jaw would be much more affordable over the city of Toronto. Well, now I have to take a big sigh, because how do I even move on from that? I know how I can. I'm going to move on from that by thinking about the great things that you can do with all that cash you're going to save by being smart and living in Moose Jaw. Now, they actually have some really great things that you can do while you live and work in Moose Jaw. So recreation is something that they're very proud of too. I'm going to tell you something about Moose Jaw that I actually find very unique, and it's their exhibition company. It's actually one of the major equine facilities in all the province of Saskatchewan. And in addition to that, they have the Golden Mile Arena hosting horse events, and they also actually have the same arena that hosts several dog shows each year, as well as the occasional goat show in the arena. Now, isn't that different? I've never been to a goat show, and I guess if you're looking for something different and fun, that might be something we can go check out, right? So going back to the exhibition company, the company also has like 2 buildings for weddings, reunions, and other events, and it can seat up to 1,000 people. This really tells you about the city, that they're very open to trade and craft shows, and they also have events that will attract people, like thousands of people, to the city a year. And this gives a little playback to show you how Moose Jaw is for tourism and their embracing of people. I actually also want to mention the Yarra Center. It is a field house that showcases four indoor soccer pitches, or as our newcomers may say, football pitches. They actually have a walking and running track and fully equipped fitness center. It offers many activity opportunities, such as, you know, stuff for students, stuff for little kids, as well as walk the golden mile for those who are 55 years of age and over. They have a spin class, a pound class, and other fitness classes, and so much more. The Yarra Center is home of Moose Jaw Soccer Association and South Saskatchewan Select Football. Adjacent to the Yarra Center are acres of trails, soccer fields, athletic fields, slow pitch ball diamonds, bike park, and off the leash dog park. This is definitely a popular place for the entire family. They also actually have a state-of-the-art bike skills park and is one of the finest in the country. Of course, there they go, Moose Jaw getting on the top 10 list again. Moose Jaw is basically a place where you can breathe the clean air, enjoy the sunny skies, and not have to worry about crowds pushing and shoving you around as you try to do something fun with your family or you're trying to get to work. Unlike those cities such as Vancouver, Toronto, or Montreal. Well, all this talking about activity sure has made me hungry, and I bet you are too. And it just so happens that Moose Jaw has an amazing array of restaurants and foods that suit all ethnic backgrounds. Their food culture is growing and is sure taking Western Canada by storm. It doesn't matter if you're yearning for sourdough bread, sauerkraut, raw honey, beans, cheeses, well-crafted teas, fresh veggies, Saskatoon berries, pickles, relish, and so much more. Maybe even some bison meat, fresh macaroons, or some sparkling honey wine. The list goes on. They have it all. And that is what I love about Moose Jaw and probably Canada is how much we simply do not just stick to one heritage of food. We try everything. And again, Moose Jaw is no exception. They have it all for food. Now, before we end our time together, I have to say that the city of Moose Jaw, as well as the city of Yorkton, which I did a couple episodes ago, have really great websites. And their relocation guides, where I've taken a wealth of information from, is tremendously helpful. If you are seriously wanting to know more about this wonderful city of Moose Jaw, I will post the relocation link in the show notes for you. And oops, I just about forgot to mention, I can't believe this, but it's a good thing I did remember. Moose Jaw is one of the cities that was selected to participate in the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot. This is an immigration program that creates a path to permanent residence for skilled foreign nationals who are able to fill local job vacancies and want to live in Moose Jaw or the surrounding area. Now, if you want to learn more about the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot, then head on over to episode 2, and that goes into detail about all what you need to know about the pilot. So I will leave you this, and that is Moose Jaw is ranked number 3 on Expedia's list of Canada's top 10 coolest downtowns, another top 10 placement. This city has an amazing quality of life, and its citizens are very lucky to live, work, and raise their families here. I would like to say that Moose Jaw is fabulous and they have done a tremendous job. It's not only a great city to be proud of on the Canadian prairies, but it is a wonderful city that Canada should truly be proud of. Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave you with some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. This is a great resource to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you are interested in learning more about the topic in this episode, would like to receive more information on life on the prairies, or just further immigration career tips, then connect with me, your Canadian Prairie Girl, at immigration@100thMeridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got mountains to my left and wheat fields to my right. searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home. Just live and be glad for what I had. Lived in this life to make it all.